You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, powered by Interstate Batteries. From your truck to your trail camera, Interstate Batteries has you covered. Visit your local Interstate Battery store today or online at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
My name is Clay Newcomb, and I'm the host of the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast. I'll also be your host into the world of hunting the icon of North American wilderness, the bear. We'll talk about tactics, gear, conservation, but we'll also bring you into some of the wildest country on the planet chasing bear. Thanks for listening to the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast. The next three episodes of the podcast, we're going to dive in to the nitty-gritty technical side of bear hunting with three different topics. As you'll find out as you listen to the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast, anything is on the table for topics. We might interview old mountain hunters. We might talk about deer hunting. We might talk about bear hunting. We might talk about a particular destination. There's all kind of things that we might talk about. But I never want to forget the core premise of this podcast, which is to learn, to discuss, to talk about bear hunting. It is late March right now, and lots of guys are getting ready for spring bear hunting. This next episode is going to be all about spring bear hunting. I had two people here in the office with me, and we basically discussed the ins and outs, the timing, the biology of what bears are doing. We discussed different destinations, just basically the general synopsis of spring black bear hunting in North America. You're going to enjoy this podcast, and I guarantee you, you're probably going to hear something that you haven't known before. So we're going to be talking about spring bear hunting, shot placement, and judging bears on the next three podcasts. I haven't asked you guys to do too many favors, but I would like to ask you to do this favor. If you're listening to this podcast and enjoy it, go and give us a review on iTunes. That helps us in all kind of ways. Pretty generic podcast request here, but we really do appreciate you listening and hope you're gaining value from what you're hearing. Welcome, brethren, to the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast. We have found ourselves again at the global headquarters of Bear Hunting Magazine, here in Northwest Arkansas. I have with me today, again, my good friend Ryan Greb, Colby Moorhead. I'll give some introductions to these guys here in a minute, but first I want to talk to you about what we're going to talk about. It is, the day I believe is March 27th, and it is go time for planning spring black bear hunting. So this podcast is going to basically give a general overview of spring bear hunting in the United States and in Canada, what the bears are doing this time of year, what the situation is with getting tags. We're going to kind of do this general overview of spring bear hunting so someone who is not familiar at all with spring bear hunting could listen to this podcast and come away with some sense of what spring bear hunting is. So that's kind of what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some biology stuff of what bears are doing during the time period when you hunt spring bears, states and provinces, and understanding the Canadian outfitting situation, basically. So, but I want to make some quick introductions here. I've got Ryan Greb. If you listen to, Ryan's been on the podcast a couple of times, but Ryan is a good friend of mine from here in Arkansas, who in the last podcast, I introduced him as a man who was killing bears while my mama was still wiping my nose. I'm going to stand by that introduction. Ryan's hunted with me all over Canada, and he's also, what I knew him for years ago, was killing big bears in Arkansas. And I still stand by this other introduction, is that when it comes to actual biomass of bears killed in Arkansas, I have yet to meet anybody that's killed more number of big bears than this guy.
Oh, shucks, Clay. You're making me blush.
Well, it's true, though, Ryan. It's true.
Well, it's an honor to get to hang out at the global headquarters with you.
Yeah, man. You know. Yeah. Yeah. To my right, I was just joking about that. To my right, Colby Moorhead. I introduced Colby on the last podcast, but Colby works for Bear Hunting Magazine.
Yep.
Colby is kind of like, I like to introduce him as a tech nerd. I don't know if he likes that or not, but to me, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Colby is the tech nerd of Bear Hunting Magazine. He does all kind of stuff for us here. He's just been working here for about a month now.
Yeah.
And so, Colby's a bear hunter, and Colby's done some fact research for us about spring bears that he's going to be adding in. But we'll just jump right into it, and this will be one of the series of podcasts. Some of our podcasts on the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast are, I mean, we might have topics about turkey hunting or deer hunting or interviewing old mountain men. I mean, like, pretty much anything is fair game. But we also want to supply you guys with some nitty-gritty technical nuts and bolts stuff about bear hunting. And so that's what this is. Let me just start by saying, Ryan, you really started spring bear hunting about the same time I did. I'm from the South, from Arkansas. There are no spring bear seasons in the Southern United States. And we were bear hunters hunting Arkansas. And about 6 years ago,
2013.
Right? Yeah. About 6 years ago, you went with me. No, I'd been to Canada before. I actually went to Canada in 2010 or 9. Right. No, it was Alberta.
Oh, okay.
I went to Alberta with my dad in maybe 2010 or 2009. I can't remember.
You snuck away.
Snuck away. But basically, bear hunting in the spring was a new thing for me. And when, you know, 6 years ago is when we kind of started hunting Canada. And to me, what's so cool, let me just start off by saying what is so cool about spring bear hunting is, what other big game animal can you hunt in the spring?
None I know of.
None. I mean, there are some sheep hunts and goat hunts, some animals that don't have antlers that shed that you can hunt. But I mean, for all practical purposes, there is no other big game. I mean, not many people are sheep hunting in July and June.
Chase hogs, I guess.
Chase hogs. Yeah, you can chase hogs. But, you know, all the antlered game are totally out of bounds in the spring. Now, we can spring turkey hunt. Obviously, we do that. But what other big game animal can you take your bow and go and hunt in the spring? And the answer is very, very few. The other thing about spring bear hunting, people, this is like really significant news to someone who wouldn't know this, is that black bear numbers are thriving all across the North American continent. Black bears have the most wide geographic distribution, second only to the mountain lion, of distribution across North America. I've said that before and people have questioned me. I actually wrote it one time and an editor edited it out because he didn't believe it. But pre-European settlement in North America, the mountain lion, the puma, the cougar, Ryan, ranged from the eastern United States to the western United States without a gap. I mean, there were mountain lions in Kansas. There were mountain lions here and there. There were mountain lions all the way up into Canada. There were mountain lions all the way down into South America. Think about like an elk or a sheep or a white-tailed deer or a moose.
I'm going to have to take some of these books home that you're reading.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mountain lion has the largest geographic natural distribution of any big game animal in North America, as I understand it from the books that I read. Number two to that critter is the black bear. I mean, you think about it. Black bear would have ranged from the East Coast. I mean, there are black bears looking at the Atlantic Ocean, you know, in North Carolina and in Maine, all the way to black bears in California looking at the Pacific Ocean. Now, there would have been natural holes in their distribution through the Great Plains in different places. I mean, like, a bear is pretty much not going to live in the Grand Prairie.
Right.
But there's also black bears that range deep into the boreal forest of the north, all the way down into Mexico. So, I qualify my statement that bears are everywhere. And so, that's another thing about spring bear hunting, is that you can spring bear hunt. Well, we'll get into where you can do it. But basically, bears are everywhere. Why do we spring bear hunt? Because bears don't have antlers that fall off and regrow. Number two, spring bears have exceptional hide, that have exceptional hide quality. A bear has been denning for 3 to 6 months, even in some places. They've produced all this energy and food that they've been eating the whole year has made their hide great quality, so that when they're in the den, they're preserving heat resources. So when they come out, they've got these great hides. Also, as just kind of a side benefit, is not why we hunt spring bears, but I've heard people say that their claws are in better shape. Like if you kill a fall bear, I mean, he's been running around. He's been digging.
Yeah.
He's been doing stuff. A bear comes out of the spring, right out of the den. He's going to have sharp, big, long claws. They've just been growing. Also, bears, just there's opportunity to hunt bears in the spring. They're coming out of the dens. They're hungry. They're active. And traditionally, that's when they've been hunted, especially in the north, not so much in the south. Let's just start right off the bat by talking about when do you spring bear hunt. And typically, we're going to be spring bear hunting in May and June. Like when I first started, Ryan, 10 years ago, if you'd have said, when do you go on a spring bear hunt, would you have been able to answer that question as a southerner?
Probably not. I would have figured April, May.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because by June in Arkansas, I mean, we're in deep summer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you're not thinking about going and chasing something with your bow. Mm-hmm. Well, as a general rule, most places where you spring bear hunt, you're hunting in May and June. Now, that being said, there's lots of western states, not lots, but the western states that have spring bear seasons that are in the United States sometimes start on April 15th. So you can hunt bears even into April. But in general, you would say May and June. Let's go ahead and talk about the features of the timing of spring bear hunts, because a lot of people wouldn't understand when they go. Maybe they would call a Canadian bear outfitter, and the outfitter would say, well, why don't you come the first week of May? Well, there are benefits to hunting early. Or you might call an outfitter and he'd say, why don't you come the second week of June? And there are benefits, pros and cons to each thing. And most people don't understand this at all. They just view the spring like just a big, massive time that it's all the same. It would be like whitetail hunting, Ryan, if you were to say, hey, do you want to hunt in mid-September? You know, if there was a early opener in some state, or would you rather hunt on November 15th?
Yeah.
Like explaining that, like basically the bear world is the same. Pros and cons. You could catch a big buck on feeding pattern and probably kill him in mid-September, but you're not going to have any rut activity to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
But in mid-November, you might kill a buck that you've never seen before.
And some of these spring bear hunts, though, I mean, south, the ice is out.
Right.
Things have greened up. You may drive 10 hours north of there, and things are still frozen.
Right.
And the bears aren't on the move.
Yeah. So there's variations even between places, even in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing for people to think about, especially if you're talking about Canadian bear hunting, which we're going to talk about the outfitter situation some in Canada. But like southern Canada is way different than northern Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the province of Manitoba, you cross over into Manitoba and the southern third of it is going to be pretty different than the way up north. And, I mean, just like here, like the difference between where we are in northwest Arkansas into northern Iowa. Mm-hmm. I mean, big difference in temperature, big difference in winters. But we kind of have this idea that Canada is just this, this place that it's like all the same.
Same.
So let's go ahead and jump right into early season hunting. I like to compare the months of May and June to the months of October and November when it comes to whitetails. Again, going back to this thing that most people are familiar with whitetail hunting. And so the characteristics of hunting early October for whitetails would be finding animals on feeding pattern. The characteristics of hunting them in November would typically be hunting rutting animals. So early, let's just say almost probably 90% of the outfitters that we deal with at Bear Hunting Magazine start taking clients the first week of May. Some of our northern clients, which this would be the exception, like in northern Saskatchewan, some of these really far north places, don't start taking clients until mid-May to even late May. Outfitter that we have hunted with in the past doesn't even start taking hunters till the first week of June, but they're way up north. Okay, typically first week of May. And here's the deal. First week of May, there's going to be very little rut activity happening. Bears are going to be less active because they've probably just come out of the den. But the boars are typically the first bears out of the den. The only, well, a sow is going to be rearing young and will stay in the den a little bit longer oftentimes. A lot of times the first animals out are boars, and they have one thing on their mind.
Food.
And so if you're hunting over bait or if you're spot and stalk hunting out west, if you find a bear, you can probably kill him in early May. And that goes from bait to spot and stalk, looking on the side of a mountain in Montana, and you see a bear out in a little green field. He's probably not going anywhere. He's probably going to be there tomorrow. He's found him a food source, and he's going to stay there. The same way, you go to an outfitter the first week of May, and you get a trail camera picture of a big boar, he's probably going to be there. So the pro of hunting the early season is bears are on feeding patterns. And man, I've seen it where you get pictures of bears and they're just consistent. And now that is contrasted, Ryan, with bears that you're hunting later in the year. The further you get into the spring, the more rut activity that you're going to have. The more these big boars are going to have fed, built up their body reserves that have been depleted during denning. And then they're going to be starting to rut. I've seen the bear rut really kick off the last 10 days of May. And again, I go back to that analogy of October and November for the whitetail world. It's like May and June for the bear world. Late October, you're going to start seeing rut activity. You're going to start seeing bucks cruising, making sign. They're going to veer off of their natural feeding patterns to start leaning towards does. Same thing with bear. So you might have a bear on a trail camera at a bait site or on a hillside in late May, and he may be there the next day, but he may not be, because he may be, hey, I'm going to roll over this next hill, go see if I can find a sow that's receptive.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big thing. So the further you get into June, the more rut activity. But from a hunting perspective, as you would have seen and experienced in different times, you might be sitting on a bait site and a brand new bear that's never been there.
Roamers.
Just like hunting the whitetail rut.
Yeah.
He might show up and you might take a big boar that no one has ever seen before at that place. And so it's this difference between these two things, where you're going to have bear that are really patternable, or you're taking a chance on a bear that might be there for a short period of time with a sow. Now, during the rut also, it's not like you're just looking for this lone roamer. What you might find is a bear coming to a bait, and he just hangs around for 2 or 3 days and is gone. I've seen that pattern happen before. Any comments on that?
It can work both ways, but like you say, you know, once the rut kicks in, them bears are still, you know, they'll still feed.
They're still feeding.
There's no kind of mast that time of year. There's no soft mast, right. No berries. So they've got sales on their mind, but they're also hungry. But it is nice to say mid-June have a sow or two hanging around the bait, because you never know what's going to show up.
Well, the classic spring June rut hunt, Ryan, to me, from my experience, has been when I killed that color phase bear that touched the end of my arrow.
Yeah.
You remember that hot sow was in there?
Yes.
This one boar was breeding her, and then this color phase bear showed up, which we believed it was the first time he ever showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like Colby had never seen him on camera, Colby Morrison, outfitter.
Yeah.
And that was a classic rut hunt. Let me jump into the nuts and bolts of the bear rut. In all my research, I have never seen this as clearly laid out as what I'm about to say. And I wrote an article for Bear Hunting Magazine a couple of years ago, and I kind of did it in response to the lack of information that I had about the bear rut. But basically, the bear rut is a long window as opposed to a whitetail rut, and there's a biological reason for that. Bears have a process called delayed implantation, which means a sow bear can be bred and the egg isn't actually attached to the uterine wall to start gestation until that female has gone all the way through the fall and her body decides that she's capable of rearing young. So gestation doesn't actually start until early November. Bears have a 60-day gestation period, and cubs are born in the den in January most of the time. A whitetail rut, ungulate rut, anything like that, breeding date has everything to do with gestation time and optimal time for that fawn to be born in the spring. So that's why that there has to be this really tight window of when an animal is bred. Because of delayed implantation, the bear rut can be much more spread out. The bear rut isn't as concentrated as a whitetail rut, and it pretty much is a sow bear could be bred in August. She could be bred in September. It all depends upon when she connects with that boar. And it's a awesome, it's amazing. To me, it's just amazing. It's a biological strategy for an animal with low densities. Mm-hmm. Like a high whitetail density, I go back to this all the time. High whitetail density is like 30 to 60 deer per square mile. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for breeding. A high bear density might just be one bear per square mile, even in a good place. And so this long breeding window is designed to compensate for low densities, because a sow bear might come in the heat and just not bump into another boar.
Boar, yeah.
And so she has this big window. But in the research that I did and pulled from different sources was that kind of the peak, if there was a peak of bear breeding, it would be in mid-June. And that was in this one bear population, actually in the Northwest. And so, like, the peak of bear breeding for this particular study was June 11th. There were bears that were bred in July. There were also bears that, like, the earliest breeding I think they saw was in mid-May. But the peak of it was mid-June, June 11th.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I've used that as again, to build this analogy of October and November. I mean, probably around here, November the 11th would be probably pretty darn close to peak breeding time.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Third
week. Well, probably second week of November.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's important for people to understand the bear rut. Colby, any thoughts, any questions about that? Have you ever heard that, the bear rut explained like that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but just in personal conversations with you rather than any other
pretty
platform.
Much if there's a gap in conversation with anybody in any place, I start talking about the bear rut.
Yeah. Yeah. And then over into, like,
it's really awkward sometimes. I just can't keep it out.
And then over into, like, just, you know, how the egg gets implanted, and sometimes it's delayed. And
that's the second thing I talk about, the bear rut, and then I talk about delayed implantation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm joking, guys.
Yeah.
I don't always talk about that.
Yeah, you do.
you're right. I do. No, I think it's part of what makes bears fascinating.
Yeah.
But it really
is different.
It really does affect the way that we hunt them. So, okay, going back to the purpose of this podcast, spring bear hunting. So spring bear hunting takes place in May and June. June is going to be your more breeding activity, which might bring in a roving boar that you've never seen. May is going to be more your feeding stuff. And to me, this applies in spot and stalk and in bait hunting. When hunting British Columbia, like my buddy Devin Jewell, Pacific Bear Outfitters, he'll tell you,
He tells people this will be a rut hunt or this will be a feeding hunt based upon the timing. In a rut hunt, he believes is tougher for spot and stalk bears out in British Columbia. Because mm-hmm. he's like, man, you might see a boar on the side of that mountain today. And if you don't kill him like that time, you're probably not going to find him again. I mean, that's a generalization, but that's typically what happens. Where if you found that same boar in mid-May, early May, feeding on a hillside in a cut block, as they call them, he might be there for a few days. You probably go back in there and kill him. And so he prefers early season. And I have found a ton of outfitters that prefer early season. Mm-hmm. And in my, I have spring bear hunted in Montana two different times, and I have yet to bring back a bear. And every time I've gone, I wish that I had gone earlier. Because in the spring, you're fighting green up. Green up is the mast crop, quote unquote, of the spring. I mean, like in the fall down here, we're fighting acorns. If you're baiting, if you're hunting them just in the forest, like you're trying to find them on food source, which would be mast crop. In the spring, what they're after is green vegetation. And so in early May, there's less green vegetation. Mountains are cold. High elevations are still frozen. And so if lower elevations thaw out, bears will be concentrated down low, at least the bears that are up and moving. So that's the general thing. The later you get into the spring, if you go on a spring bear hunt and the entire mountain from the foot to the top is covered in green vegetation, bears are going to be spread out and they're going to be harder to find.
Yeah.
But all the bears are going to be moving. So in June, you're going to pretty much have 100% of the bears that are there active. If you go to that same place, let's just use Montana as an example. Go to that same place in early May, maybe you've only got 60% of the bears or 70%. You know, some percentage of bears are still going to be fairly inactive. Now, they're not going to be denning, but just their ranges are going to be smaller. So in the early spring, their ranges are smaller. They are sleeping more still. They're not as active. By June, they're like fully 100% active. So you got a better, you might bump into one. You might go in the early season and only see one bear. You might go in mid-June and see five or six bears. But so there's give and take both ways. So we've talked about give and take for the rut, and now we've just covered the give and take between May and June of the food source. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, in June, would they be more inside of the timber, and like May, they would be more in to places where you could glass them up? Or
that's a good. They could be, because by June there would be vegetation in the timber.
Okay.
Like when we were in Montana 2 years ago, now we went mid May, and man, it was already greened up, and there was vegetation everywhere mm-hmm. in the timber, out in the open, and now in the earlier time, the vegetation would only be in places that were receiving direct sunlight, mm-hmm. right? So they would be in the cuts and the openings, the road banks. So the later you get in the spring, there's just more stuff everywhere. The bears are going to be more spread out. Mm-hmm. But any other questions on that? Thoughts
no.
on that?
No, it's pretty laid out. Kind of want to get out there.
Yeah. So that's rut and feeding patterns, timing of spring bear hunts. Let's talk just a little bit about the Canadian world. At Bear Hunting Magazine, we represent about 65 bear outfitters, many of which are in Canada. The Canadian, pretty much all Canadian provinces are open to spring bear hunting, minus some of the provinces that most people don't even know exist, like Nunavut and some of these places where there really aren't. I don't think there's black bears in Nunavut. But the main provinces that border the United States for sure have spring bear seasons: British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. Which one am I leaving out? Have I lost you, boys?
What about Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. Yes. I hope no one from Newfoundland is listening to this because they'll be mad. Newfoundland. Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, New Brunswick. Anyway, all these Canadian provinces, all of them have a spring bear season. And the Canadian government is set up in such a way that they want to attract U.S. hunters, so that basically their systems are very easy for U.S. hunters to come into Canada and to hunt. So they're set up for that. They want us to come up there. Ryan, tell about what, before we started this, you said, you know, you and I started bear hunting like 10 years ago or 15 years ago. You were like,
yeah, you know, hunting here in Arkansas, you know, it was always a dream to travel to Canada one day and hunt the big bears in the deep woods of Canada. And here it is. I've been 4 or 5 times and, you know, hunted just a couple provinces. You've hunted, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's Saskatchewan, I think, is beautiful. Ontario was unreal. Had the biggest mosquitoes, I think, of the other provinces. But, yeah, you know, Saskatchewan, the lower region is all ag. And once you get mid-province up there, right, start to hit the shield and the boreal timber. And, but that's, I think that's my favorite right up there.
Saskatchewan. Yeah. Well, I would be the same way, Ryan. It's like Southerners, and I'm using Southerners because that's just what we are. Perhaps it's everybody, but like, it just seems like this dream to go to Canada to hunt bears. And I had no idea how easy it actually was and how affordable that it is. Now, you can go on an expensive black bear hunt, but you can also go on a cheap one. We talked about you just mentioned Ontario. That was a cheap bear hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian and I went, and I mean, it was a bear hunt that pretty much anybody that is working and trying in life could have probably afforded if they had budgeted. And we went up there and killed a 435-pound bear and another nice bear in 3 days.
Yeah.
And we're on our way home.
And it could have been a more, you know, furnished hunt, but we wanted the, you know, more of the do-it-yourself spike camp. And, you know, Dave and Ian, they set us up what we wanted and accommodated.
And that's a good example of the kind of hunt. Like, this hunt in Ontario was just like, it was just like they had a trailer – a camper set up out in the woods, and they said, okay, here's where you stay, cook your own food, here's where the bait sites are, here's some bait, you can bait them yourself, and they pretty much were out of the picture.
That's exactly what we were wanted.
Yeah, and there's no punches, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
And we went in there, and they had these bait sites going, and granted, we weren't entirely, I mean, you got what you paid for. I mean, like, these baits were just right off the road, which we didn't necessarily like. But we still can't complain because we kill bears.
Well, there's a sense of satisfaction in, you know, putting yourself in that situation, the baiting process and the, you know, running cameras. And, you know, just like it here at home, we're woodsmen, you know, we're always out, you know, doing our own kind of hunting. We don't have anybody do it for us. So when we went up there and asked for that, and that's what they gave us. And it was nice to go out and run cameras and,
that was fun.
Refill baits and,
yeah,
you know, ride four-wheelers to the bait. And
get, they supplied us with a four-wheeler, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was fun. And we've actually not done anything like that since then.
Mm-mm.
So the total opposite side of the Canadian spring bear hunting, now that was in the fall.
It was actually in the fall. August, yeah.
So, but if we're just talking about Canadian outfitting situation, we the last several years we've gone to Saskatchewan, which would have been a high end, what I would consider a high end black bear hunt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of opportunity for color phase. It's a wilderness hunt way back. We've already had podcasts about that. But point being is that it's probably doable if you would like to go on a Canadian bear hunt. And you know what? I help people all the time with Canadian bear hunting stuff. I have people call the office all the time and just kind of get a feel for what it's like, what it'll cost, who they should go with. And I mean, and I can't tell you all those things, but I do know that I personally deal with 65 bear outfitters and know quite a bit about their operations. And so somebody will call down here and say, hey, I've got this budget, I have these goals, I have this time frame. Would you make any suggestions? And all the time, I'll give people 3 or 4 outfitters that I think would fit what they want, and they call them. So anyway, like, we really do try to be a resource to people at Bear Hunting Magazine to try to hook them up with what they're actually looking for and hunt. So let's go from Canadian provinces to spring hunting here in the U.S. There are certain number of states. Colby, do we have a number of how many states have spring bear hunts?
Not complete.
Okay, well, yeah. This is going to be incomplete, but let's work together to try to list out the United States that have spring bear hunts. Montana.
Yep.
Idaho.
Yep.
Arizona.
Yep.
New Mexico. Does New Mexico have a spring bear hunt?
I don't see. I don't think so.
Okay. Utah has a spring bear hunt.
I think theirs is a. Do they have OTC or is it draw?
It's a draw.
I think it's a draw.
What other states do you have?
Washington. Looks Washington. Like they're a draw.
Yep.
About Oregon, they.
Yep.
Oregon. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's draw or over the counter.
You can. There's different in Oregon. There's lots of places where you have to draw.
Yeah.
But there are places where you can buy over the counter, as I understand.
There's
it.
There's some nice bears in Oregon too.
The Northwest is a good spot. Is good and some good hunting.
I mean, that's one of the things that I found whenever I was doing some research was just that a lot of these states are split. So some of them you had to draw certain areas, and some of them you had, you know, some over the counter opportunities. And then like Idaho, I think you could take two bears.
Yeah.
Alaska, if you want to make a big trip.
Yeah, that's a big one, obviously. Maine, you can spring bear hunt on tribal lands.
Really?
Yeah, there's some big Native American lands up there. One of them is Penobscot. You have to use an outfitter. But you can spring. There's outfitters that you can spring bear hunt with in Maine.
What about Minnesota? Do they?
Nope.
No.
None of the Great Lakes states have spring bear seasons. Hmm. None of the Appalachian states have bear seasons except for Maine, which the Appalachians pretty much start in Maine. Mm-hmm. But you can only spring bear hunt on the native lands in certain places. But in the West, is that all there is, Colby? Because there's no spring bear season in Colorado anymore.
No.
There's no spring bear season in California. Nevada.
See, I looked up Nevada, and it wasn't very clear.
Okay. We're going to have to get back with you on Nevada. If there is a spring – boy, I'm embarrassed I don't know that. But
if they have it, it's hard to find.
If they have it, it is a small hunt.
Yeah.
The big states – are going to be the northwestern states of Washington and Oregon, but the primary over-the-counter traveling to hunt spring bear states are going to be Montana and Idaho.
Yeah,
and Idaho is the bear hunter's paradise. Mm-hmm. I've actually never bear hunted Idaho.
Yeah,
I've mountain lion hunted in Idaho, but the reason I say it's the bear hunter's paradise is the majority of land in Idaho is public land. I mean, I want to say it's over 50%. I could be wrong. But you can buy two over-the-counter tags for black bear.
That's nice.
Yeah. You can bait bears on public land in certain areas.
Really?
Do it yourself. We could drive up there this spring.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah. With a load of bait, and you register your bait site with the three bait sites.
You can have three bait sites per permit.
Okay. So per person. Then you just go set up your own baits and hunt.
Yeah.
You can run hounds in Idaho for bear in the spring, in the fall.
I think hounds are prohibited through July 31st. So January 1 through July 31, you can't. And you have to have if you're non-resident, there's a $170 fee for a permit to run hounds in Idaho.
Okay, if you're an out-of-state houndsman. Now, I do know that outfitters can run hounds in the spring.
Oh, okay.
I know a guy that's going hound hunting this spring in Idaho.
Okay.
So I'm not. That may be in certain areas.
It might be certain areas.
But in general, there's spring and fall season, two bear tags, over-the-counter, some of the over-the-counter tags in Idaho in certain areas are even like $40 in some areas.
Yeah.
What's the price of tags in Idaho, Colby?
$186.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. Whenever I was doing research, they said there were a lot of color-faced bears in Idaho.
Yep. A lot of non-black bears in Idaho. So Idaho is a great destination. And that's really all the specifics we're going to get into. We're not going to go into the real details of it, but a lot of great bear hunting. The other state is Montana, which Montana is vastly public land, and pretty much you're hunting the western side of the state when you're bear hunting in Montana. The highest bear densities in Montana are going to be in northwest Montana. And much of that ground up there is 100% forested, except for cut blocks and roads. Montana, what's a Montana non-resident bear tag cost?
$350.
$350. Tell us about what you have to do, though.
Okay, so since you're up there in grizzly country, you might encounter one. You have to go through a process of making sure you can identify a black bear versus a grizz.
So you take an online little, takes you like 5-10 minutes.
Yep.
So to get your license, you have to have this certification that you know how to identify a grizzly and a black.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that you have to buy the tag 24 hours in advance of hunting.
Unless you buy it before April 14th or April 14th or before. So a black bear license that's purchased after April 14th can't be used until 24 hours, a full 24-hour cycle after the license is issued.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'm planning a spring black bear hunt this year, do it yourself, out in Montana. You want to go with me, Ryan?
I may do it.
For real. I'm going to take my mules. I've been to Montana twice. And, man, it's tough. I mean, I get all these success stories of guys that just roll out to Montana and kill a bear on their first hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Montana twice. I've spent 11 full days bear hunting in Montana and have yet to have a bear in range of me, a legal bear in
have
range.
Have you seen any grizzlies while you've been out there?
Nope.
No?
I saw a grizzly last spring in British Columbia.
Really?
Wild black bear hunting. But no, there is that I'm hunting are not the big grizz country.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to Montana twice and have yet to kill a bear. That being said, I feel like I now know what I want to do, and I'm also slightly disadvantaged because of the way I want to do it. The older I get, the more I want to do things in a certain way, and I want to do a equine-based backcountry hunt. The first one I went on, we didn't have horses or mules or anything. We just backpacked in. And when you backpack into these big blocks of wilderness, you're kind of stuck there. I mean, you've committed all this time getting back in there, and you kind of just wait it out. So you might go back in there and not find many bears. And so you might sit there for 6 days and not see many bears. The way that a lot of guys are really successful in the West is being really mobile. Using their trucks, I mean, driving around, glassing, also walking, logging roads. There's lots of roads that you don't have vehicular access anymore, so lots of gated roads, and guys just get on these gated roads and walk.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're either staying at a hotel or they're camping, and they're just mobile.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have gone to riding bikes down those, like pulling carts behind the bike with their gear and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, those would be the yuppies.
Yeah.
Those would be like the hipster yuppies from like Kansas City.
Yeah.
the real gritty men, you know, we use mules.
Yeah.
But
I bet you got a bike somewhere though.
I keep the mule tied at camp and ride my bike. Ride my quiet cat.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing. I say that to say, like, there's two friends that have helped me in Montana, like have said, you kind of got me going in the right direction of where to go. And both of them are like, Clay, you're doing it wrong, man. You know, because they're killing bears, just like leaving their house and they're locals. You're just driving around and glassing and finding a bear and getting in there and killing it that day or maybe the next day. And for whatever reason, I may end up doing that, but right now I have this hunt that I want to do, which is a backcountry, equine-based hunt for black bear. That's just the way I want to do it, you know? And so that's what I'm going to keep doing because I've started it, and it's like, now I got to finish it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first started training my mule Izzy, the whole, I mean, I just envision this animal in Montana, and mm-hmm. I've yet to take her up there. So this year, that's my plan, is to go to Montana. And, hey, the other thing is that whoever went with me, Ryan, wouldn't necessarily have to ride a mule. We would just, there's lots of options, but we could just use the mule to pack in mm-hmm. all our gear. You know, pack in 200 pounds of gear for a comfortable hunt without us having to carry big, huge packs back all that distance back in there. So that's one way to use equines. The other way is to ride them and have a pack animal. So you actually ride and have a pack animal. But that's just an equate. That's just a personal thing that I like and enjoy. But so spring bear hunting. Any other thought? I mean, we really covered the things I wanted to cover. I wanted to cover just the basics of it, just so that someone could just kind of understand when you hunt, why you hunt those times, what the bears are doing, where you can hunt. Canada, U.S. There's not really that many options in the U.S. Most of it's in the Northwest. One state in Arizona. I think, you know what? You know where you can hunt bear? Well, I don't want to say it. There may be some tribal lands in, I want to say, New Mexico that you can hunt bear in the spring. Might be. I know for sure in Arizona that there's tribal lands that you can hunt them in the spring. Mm-hmm. But any other thoughts on spring bear hunting? Like, because we're guys that weren't used to it. We did not grow up spring bear hunting. Yeah.
Take a thermocell for sure if you go to Canada.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
You know, bug suit. I guess, you know, if it's still cool, it won't be that bad, but we've experienced them days where it's been bad, especially in black flies.
Well, in the fall, it's been worse than the spring.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it depends, too, on how much, you know, some of them forests hold moisture and them lakes, and you got that backwater and might not be as bad as you say hunting. You experience any bugs when you're in Montana or
ticks?
Is that right?
I'll tell you what, a deterring factor in my mind when I subconsciously think about going to Montana is the ticks. You would not have believed in mid-May. I mean, it was like ticks out. I've never seen ticks like that, but no mosquitoes.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that was an odd thing or just right where we're at, it was that bad. But if you sat down to glass, within seconds, you would have ticks all over you. I mean, like big old ticks, not like seed ticks.
Both trips are?
More so on the first trip. Yeah. Second trip, we got ticks, but not as bad.
Yeah.
First trip with Misty when we went, I mean, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
But that's something to talk about spring bear hunting. A lot of people, I hear it so much, it's almost like a limiting factor. People are like, spring bear hunt, what about the mosquitoes? Man, thermocells have changed that.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have them.
Yeah. But they make it tolerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been times when you just would have been fighting mosquitoes the whole time, but, man, you take a I take two with me almost everywhere I go in case one breaks. Take plenty of refill charges, you know, cartridges and pads, mm-hmm. and problem solved.
Yeah.
Nature calls.
You better have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
I think another thing is if you want to get into more of the draw hunts, maybe look into, because it's a lot of information to go through.
It is.
You might hire, like, go to some service. Like, I think Go Hunt has all the draw odds, and I think I saw where they added bear to their draw odds. So you can look through different units and just see what's offered, and they give a little like background behind stuff, so that might be a good resource if you wanted to go to.
And there are
unit.
Some coveted bear units specifically in Idaho. There's some draws that you can put in. Prince of Wales in Alaska is a El Primo destination for do-it-yourself black bear hunting.
Kuyu up there too, right?
Yeah, Kuyu. I think Prince of Wales, for whatever reason, is just more accessible and commercialized. Kuyu is, as I understand it, it's a little bit more difficult. But
you better have your first light rain gear, right?
That's right. You better have your Seek.
Prince of Wales.
Yeah. Well, am I missing anything with this, guys?
No, I think covered.
Right on.
Hope.
Well, again, this is just a series that we're doing of just kind of nitty-gritty technical stuff about bear hunting. We're going to continue this And then we're also going to have these, I love just a good old storytelling fun podcast, or going and meeting with a, or a province. And, you know, I mean, kind of, that's to me what's cool about our podcast is anything's on the table, even though we are the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast. And, but hey, we'll close down, and thanks for checking out the Bear Hunting Magazine podcast, and keep the wild places wild. Why, Ryan?
Because that's where the bears live.